Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Thursday, the 26th of September, 2019. It is the 269th day of the year, 96 days until the end of the year, 87 days until winter begins, 159 days until primaries, and 404 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 7:02 this morning. The sun will set at 6:59 p.m. We have 11 hours and 57 minutes of daylight to play in today. Solar transit will be at 1 o'clock. The first low tide was at 3:55, the next low tide at 4:08. The first high tide will be at 10:54 and the final high tide at 10:20 tonight. The moon is currently 7.9% visible. A waning crescent moon will have a new moon on Saturday. Today is European Day of Languages, Human Resource Professional Day, Johnny Appleseed Day, Lumberjack Day, National Better Breakfast Day, Compliance Officer Day, Dumpling Day, Pancake Day, Situational Awareness Day, Remember Me Thursday, and Shamu the Whale Day, as well as World Maritime Day. It's also the day of National Flag in Ecuador, Dominion Day in New Zealand, National Good Neighbor Day in the United States, and Revolution Day in Yemen. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Johnny Appleseed, T.S. Eliot, Martin Heidegger, George Gershwin, Jack LaLanne, Marty Robbins, Julie London, Winnie Mandela, Jerry Weintraub, Kent McCord, Andrea Dworkin, Olivia Newton-John, Jane Smiley, Dolores Kane, and Serena Williams. On this day in 1914, the United States Federal Trade Commission is established by the Federal Trade Commission Act. 1933, as gangster Machine Gun Kelly surrenders to the FBI, he shouts, "Don't shoot, G-men," which becomes a nickname for FBI agents. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW, San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The chili citrus chicken drumstick with rice, the chicken sausage and cheddar eagle sandwich as well, the cheesy ravioli, and the lemon pepper corn. Many other schools may also have the chicken or veggie burrito, the turkey or cheese deli sandwich, the chicken Caesar salad and flatbread, the refried beans, and Susie's spicy lime slaw. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. A man from a town called Lone Jack, Missouri, flew to the Bay Area and then started fires in the dry grass hills of the East Bay by throwing pieces of paper from the flaming pieces of paper from the window of his rental car. A witness took down his license plate number, and the 68-year-old suspect was arrested as he returned his rental car to the San Jose airport. He's being arraigned on 15 arson-related charges and being held on a $500,000 bail. The man has no known connection with California, and no one knows why he started the fires or why he targeted the Bay Area. Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro came to Oakland yesterday. He visited the Fruitvale District and a homeless encampment. He spoke with press and with regular people about homelessness and about immigration. Julian Castro was head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development under President Obama. A 14-year-old asked Castro if his family can stay here. He said, "I'm going to make sure if I'm president that if families can stay here, they get to stay together and they get to on a pathway to citizenship." And he also said to the 14-year-old, "I'm sure your parents work hard, very hard, and you're studying hard in school." An Alameda County judge lectured right-wing activist Kyle Chapman yesterday when he sentenced him for felony possession of a leaded cane at a rally in Berkeley in 2017. Chapman goes by the name Based Stickman. He was charged with his actions at a March for Trump rally at the Martin Luther King Jr. Civic Center in Berkeley back in 2017, in which Trump supporters clashed with counter-protesters. Judge Mark McCannon told the 43-year-old Daily City Man, "You have a right to protest, but peaceful protest protests have more influence than violent protests. You were armed to the teeth during the protest, he said, and the peaceful protest turned violent, and next thing you know, it became a melee. Kyle Chapman was armed with a stick and was video taking swings at anti-Trump protesters. He is now sentenced to 5 years probation. Thanks to Associated Press and SF Gate for having these stories I could cull from. This is the Cross Currents Morning Report, comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. There's more local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. You can watch the U.S. intelligence boss Joseph McGuire facing Congress on the Ukraine affair live now on NPR.org. Click on the Capitol building picture and you'll see Mr. McGuire answering questions of the committee members. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR is next. Support for NPR comes from Avalara, tax automation for businesses of all sizes, designed to simplify sales tax compliance with real-time rates and automatic filing. Learn more at avalara.com. That's A-V-A-L-A-R-A.com. Cooler today. 60s and 70s here in the city, 70s and 80s around the bay. A little southwest wind up to 20 miles per hour by afternoon. 91.7 KALW. Time right now is 8:07.